Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a question I know a lot of small business owners are asking themselves. Are press releases still worth it in 2026? I mean, we're talking costs that can range anywhere from $100 to over $8,000 per release. So guest, let's get into it. What value do press releases actually hold for small businesses these days?
Great question. You know, press releases still have their place, but I think we need to be honest about what they can and can't do. The data shows that 68% of journalists still consider press releases useful for content or story ideas, and they can potentially increase your website traffic by up to 220%. But here's the thing. Those big media placements on major tech and business publications, they can often run into five figures, and the ROI for most small businesses is, questionable at best.
Right. So the question becomes where you spend your money. I've heard that being featured on those big platforms is more about status than actual traffic or sales. Is that accurate?
Exactly. Companies with massive funding, we're talking hundreds of millions, they'll invest substantial amounts, sometimes six figures, in broad PR campaigns just to get their name on multiple high-profile sites at launch. For them, credibility and status matter. But for a small business, you need to think about direct ROI. And honestly, pitching journalists directly is tough. They receive over 100 pitches per week and respond to only about 3% of them. Even if your story is newsworthy, there's no guarantee you'll get coverage.
Wow, 3%! That's, like trying to win the lottery with a press kit. So what's a small business owner supposed to do? Just give up on announcements altogether?
Definitely not. There are actually some really effective alternatives. Think about it this way. Companies like Google and Meta use blog posts for major announcements. It gives you more control over your messaging, lets you tell a longer story, and you can engage directly with your audience. Plus, it's way more cost-effective.
That makes sense. So, blog posts, long-form storytelling, what else should people consider?
Video content is huge right now. It's engaging, shareable across social media, and can generate real buzz. Then there are live interviews or events where you can share your news in real time. Media advisories are another option. They're less formal than press releases and just give journalists the who, what, where, when, and why. And of course, social media lets you break news yourself and own the conversation. I actually worked with a client last year who was about to spend $8,000 on a traditional wire service, and I convinced them to put that money into a video series instead. Within 3 months, they had more engaged followers than they'd ever gotten from any press release.
Mm-hmm, that's smart thinking. So to everyone listening, have you thought about which of these formats might work best for your next announcement? That point about messaging control really sets up our next piece, comparing costs and ROI more directly. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're a small business looking to increase organic traffic and build authority in your niche, Ampifier provides a partially automated omni-channel distribution model that connects you with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels. Instead of spending thousands on questionable placements, you can affordably boost your exposure and strengthen your reputation with a smarter approach to content marketing. To learn more, visit ampifier.com.
Picking up on that messaging control, how should small businesses actually compare the costs and ROI of these different methods?
Good question. So, traditional press release distribution typically runs from $99 to over $8,000 per release, depending on the platform and reach. Most small businesses find the sweet spot for ROI is actually in the $89 to $499 range. which often includes guaranteed placement across hundreds of digital outlets, real-time tracking, and multimedia support. But then you've got freelance writing costs, $150 to $1,000 per release. And if you hire a full PR agency, you're looking at $3,500 to $10,000 per month on retainer.
Those numbers add up fast. And I imagine there are hidden costs too?
Oh, absolutely. Extra words can cost you $140 to $245 per 100 words. Multimedia additions like images or videos, another $325 to $495. SEO optimization, tack on another $100 to $300. So that initial price tag can balloon pretty quickly. And get this, 46% of businesses say they can't even measure the business impact of their PR efforts.
Right, that's a real problem. So if you can't measure it, how do you know what's working?
That's why alternatives are so appealing. With content marketing, blog posts, videos, infographics, you have much better tracking. You can see page views, engagement, conversions. Social media gives you direct metrics too, and these methods often provide better long-term value. What I always tell people is this: focus on measurable results. Then I say it another way: choose channels where you can actually track your return, because without that visibility, you're just guessing.
I see. Makes sense. So it sounds like the strategy should be save the big press release spend for truly high-impact moments?
Exactly. For early-stage brands especially, content marketing often yields stronger ROI. You build authority over time, generate sustained traffic, and establish trust with your audience. Press releases can still play a role. About 18% do get media pickup within 24 hours, and that jumps by 42% if you include multimedia. But you've got to be selective. And here's something interesting. Earned media from PR efforts generates an estimated $5.94 in value for every dollar spent on PR.
So when it does work, it really works. What should someone prioritize first?
The focus should be strategic. Don't just throw money at the biggest names because you think it'll impress people. Focus on platforms and methods that give you measurable results. Use content marketing for the long game. Use social media to engage directly. And when you do use press releases, make sure they're targeted and newsworthy. Think about embedding relevant URLs. That alone can increase website traffic by up to 77% when those releases get picked up.
So we've established that traditional press releases still have value, but they're definitely one tool among many now. For small businesses, the choice really depends on your goals and budget.
Exactly. And don't forget, press release usage actually increased to 79.1% in 2026, up from 68.8% the previous year, partly because teams are rethinking their role for AI search citation surfaces. So they're evolving, adapting to new technology. But you've got to use them smartly.
Perfect summary. Thanks so much for breaking all this down today. To everyone listening, think about what you're really trying to achieve with your announcements and choose the method that gets you there most effectively. Until next time.